Millions, right now, millions are going hungry as a billion meals worth of food just getting tossed away every single day. Talk about a global tragedy. To learn more about this amount of food we are wasting, we are hooking up with Fox News Radio's Jonathan Savage. Good morning, Jonathan.
Good morning, Kayla.
So I saw this new report out that dropped that says, you know, a billion meals worth of food go uneaten every single day. And I started to comb through these numbers, Jonathan, and I don't know about you, but they really started to blow my mind, which is why I wanted to have you on this morning to talk about it. First and foremost, where is this report from?
Yeah, this is from the UN Environment Programme. It's its Food Waste Index report. They're trying to really reduce food waste over the next sort of 6-7 years, and by tracking it, they think they can help us do that. And of course, this is something I think that a lot of us just do without thinking. It's the scraps on the plate our kids don't finish. It's half a loaf of bread that's been forgotten about and gone moldy. But as you're saying, it really adds up to quite astonishing numbers.
Yeah, what are the numbers? How much food does the world throw away every year?
So the report tells us that almost a fifth of the food the world produces gets wasted, the equivalent of a billion meals. And that works out at 174 pounds of wasted food per person per year. American households waste a little less than the global average, at about 160 pounds per person per year. But that is still an awful lot of food that's not getting eaten at a time when 783 million people face chronic hunger.
What is the reason, really, for all of this food waste? I get it. Perhaps your bread is going moldy, but that's not the only reason.
No, there's many reasons. I suppose overpurchasing, underconsumption. Also, there are in some countries, hotter countries, tend to waste more food than cooler countries because, of course, it takes less time for food to spoil in higher temperatures. Perhaps there's less access to refrigeration in poorer countries, and a sort of higher consumption of fresh food that doesn't have edible parts. There are many factors here. Adequate refrigeration and storage is really important in order to maintain a sort of healthy level of food consumption.
Did this report go into, you know, I get it, they want to reduce food waste. I think we would all agree that we could all have that common goal, you know, over the next several years. But how do we go about avoiding food waste?
Yeah, some countries are making a real positive change. In the UK, food waste has fallen about 18% in recent years. Japan, by nearly a third. There are sort of programs out there to try to encourage local authorities to organize weekly collections of food waste, not just because that means it's not going to landfill and generating methane, but evidence shows that by collecting food waste separately, that encourages us to sort of reform our habits because we see more clearly how much of what we buy is going into the bin.
Man, such a good point. Jonathan, like I said, I just knew these numbers were likely going to blow listeners away. They have blown me away. Thanks for breaking them down this morning.
Thanks, Kayla.
That's Fox News Radio's Jonathan Savage joining us here on Whoa, Right. I would think food waste, that could be the one topic maybe that we could all agree on, trying to avoid food waste. Whoa News Time at 6:14.
Podcasts by Federated Media.